Podcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. And we have a locally grown guy here in studio with us, Stan Hubbard. He is the owner of the Outpost Ice Arena and the New Mexico Ice Wolf. Stan, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thanks, Jim. It's fun to be here.
It is. And gosh, we need sports so bad, Stan, don't we?
We need sports. We need a lot of things right now. But sports for sure is a equalizer and something we all need more of.
Well, I think most of our listeners have spent some time, some valuable time. Now, I will say this to you. I have bled on your ice, which may not be a good thing. I have to crash into the walls to stop.
It's hockey, right?
I love to skate, but I'm a terrible skater. And I have five children. I've had them all skating there. And I will say this, since you've taken over at Outpost, you have put in some spectacular improvements. It's really a special place now.
Well, you know, the Martin family that built that Outpost Ice Arena and created opportunity for all ice sports in the community, we really owe it to them for having that vision and doing it. And when they approached Jennifer and I a few years ago and said they can't do it anymore, you know, would we take it on? And we did, and we've fortunately been able to do some pretty major improvements, put new ice in, new lighting, all new rental skates, really built up the grill into a nice little restaurant. The pro shop's the only skate and hockey shop in all of New Mexico. In fact, we have people that drive here from El Paso, from Durango. Got to go a long way to find a hockey shop or a skate shop, figure skating shop in this community. So it's as good as any you're going to find any place and better than most. So we've got a very loyal group of families that are participating in ice sports, and there's a lot of new people in the community, I think, that are really surprised when they do find there's a first-class facility and first-class programs for kids and adults in hockey and figure skating and curling, you know, public skate, everything else.
I have to laugh about curling because I've looked at these guys in the Olympics, as we all have, you know, sliding the big, what do you call those?
You call them stones.
They're stones. So the stones are sliding and they have these brooms and they're going vigorously. And what's funny is you kind of joke around about it when you've been involved in any other faster sports, but I always end up watching it.
It's really fun to watch and there's a nice program there. And, you know, for anything that the Outpost Ice Arena has, we have a really good website. It's kept up to date, outposticearena.com. And there's a link there to go to curling if anybody wants to go watch, if anybody wants to take a lesson, anybody wants to try and join the group. The folks that run the club there are really doing a nice job with curling.
And you mentioned figure skating. Are there a lot of people involved in figure skating?
We have a really good figure skating program, and figure skating is one of the things that's allowed now. You know, an ice rink is designated by the state under these health guidelines to be an athletic facility. So figure skating is up and going. We maintain, you know, proper coach to student ratio capacity requirements, diminished capacity on the ice. Fortunately, we have a monstrous lobby at the Outpost, so we were able to do the social distancing and stay well within the capacity requirements. So there's an awful lot of figure skaters up there on Tuesdays and Thursdays and again on weekends. Right now, and we get into a more normal school schedule, they're spread across more things. But no, we've got little kids and we have adults and learn to skate. But figure skating is a really good program at the Outpost Ice Arena. And every year they put on a great Christmas show in December. Hopefully they'll be able to do it again this year. That's really fun to see.
And a lot of people haven't thought about hockey or figure skating or anything else on the ice in New Mexico. But you've really expanded the whole facility. I have to say this, and this is kind of a tone of complaint. You can easily ice distance if you were allowed to be ice distance. You could social distance on the ice is what I meant to say. If you were allowed to be open for public skating, but right now that's not available.
We're able to be open for a lot of things. A lot of kids' camps, kids' summer camps. There's specific rules for how we do that, and we've been participating. We are an athletic facility as designated by the state, so there's things that we're able to do similar to a gym. With how we do it and people that are really training and working on their sport, hockey or figure skating or curling for that matter. We've been told that we cannot do public skating. I think it probably falls into the an area where we should be able to, particularly we go up to the outpost, you have the two rinks and you have the two curling training rinks that connect them with the boards that lift. It's a monstrous piece of ice real estate,
it really is.
You think about it. But the day the troopers showed up to say no more public skating because a concerned citizen said we were in violation of the health rules, there were eight kids on the ice all wearing masks spread out across those two rinks and two training rinks. But we follow the rules because we have to. We want to get through this. We want to get everything opened up as fast as we can. We do require masks, just like in a gym. If you're skating for whatever purpose, you need to have a mask on. If you're in the building, you get your temperature taken, have to answer some questions. We've got the QR code for contact tracing for people that want to participate in that. And we're as clean and healthy as environment as you can find any place. And kids are finding ways to stay active, and families are too right now. But we're not all open. We're hoping to be all open soon.
So, again, I want to reiterate, you are open, and you're open for some kids' camps and things. What kind of opportunities are there right now?
Well, a lot of programs. You know, there's a great youth hockey program here in town, the New Mexico Ice Hockey Foundation. You can get a link to them on the OutpostIceArena.com website or go right to nmice.org and find out information. So there's a lot of opportunities for kids to come and skate. We've got lots of camps going with good coaches. We've got really some really good hockey coaches in from Minnesota that have come down with this junior team that we brought. But figure skating and hockey skills for the most part at this time. We're working on building in some learn to skate camps again so that we can get kids out there and adults who want to learn to skate. But again, we have to follow the kids camp rules. Or other state guidelines at this point.
But there are some opportunities for that. And what is the phone number at the arena?
I'm not sure what the phone number is. We go to outposticearena.com.
Okay.
There's a phone number, but I think most of the information anybody's going to want is right on that website.
Fantastic. And you can get registered there. You can get information.
You get everything there, yep. Make reservations to come up and do some things. And, you know, when things get back going, it's a big place for birthday parties.
Yeah. Right?
A really fun place for birthday parties. And the hockey team that we brought to town last year for the inaugural season, the New Mexico Ice Wolves, we're hoping they're back this year. We're going to have a team. We're hoping we're back with fans is a better way to say it. We will be back. We'll be on the ice. We will be playing. We'll be competing in the North American Hockey League. And we'll be wearing those jerseys that were voted on by the fans all around the league as being the top uniforms in the North American Hockey League.
Well, I will tell you this, Stan. I've been to some United Soccer games. Mm-hmm. Nice atmosphere, a lot of fun. But I'm going to tell you, you are not second to them in any way. Your fans get after it up at the ice outpost. I was there twice, and people cheering and yelling and getting after it. Plus, there's plenty of action on the ice. So I want to ask you a little bit about the players. I noticed going through your website that there's a number of players that have gotten scholarships, I guess, that are going out of your program to play for universities.
Well, this league, the North American Hockey League, is the players are not paid, but like the United, we're very much a business, right? We have ticket sales and sponsors and big expenses to move this team around the division where we play and around the league. But the players are, you know, some are 17, most are 18, 19, and 20 years old, and they are some of the best in the world at their game for their age, and they're all trying to, these are players that are on a college path. They want to get to college to play college hockey. They love to have a scholarship. They want to get an education. Hockey may be part of their future, and a lot of them it is. You can watch Winnipeg right now in the playoffs with their goalie played in this league for Odessa not too many years ago. So there's a lot of great stories, but these are kids that are really focused, really committed to the game. I say kids because everybody's younger than me these days, but these are young men who are really focused on their game, committed to playing, and throughout the league in an average season, more than half the kids get college commitments to go on and play Division I and Division III. There's no Division II college hockey, so it's Division I and III, really good hockey all over the country. And this is the way these players find a path through. They come and play at a team like this. They become part of the community. They go to schools and read to kids, and they go, you know, maybe to gym classes and talk about ice hockey. And they really become part of this community. And, you know, the good news for us last year as an expansion team, most of our guys are coming back.
Yeah. Well, so, and we need to talk about that. We don't know yet because all plans have to be fluid because of COVID-19. But we're going to be part of, hopefully, getting the word out for you.
Yeah, thank you. As
we go along. And that could change, you know, these press conferences our governor keeps having every week. Things can change from week to week. And
Or not. When they're expected to.
That's right. And sometimes they improve and sometimes they don't. I think overall we're going to end up seeing improvement. I think we're going to get back to playing. But one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on is because our audience here are largely families.
Yeah.
And if it's not a parent with kids, it's grandparents with grandchildren. And your facility is just amazing for that. So we're going to keep everybody up to breast about what's happening and when it'll be open. And if you want to get involved in some of these camps, you need to go to the website
and we'll find the way through you.
But what I want to ask you about is there is a way for our listeners to participate and help you directly. And that is by being host parent for some of these players that are coming to town.
The way that this league works and there's other, similar leagues around the country that do that, but as they come into the community, they become part of another family. So we have families, many are part of the youth hockey community here who have brought a young man into their home for the season last year and will again this year. And we have other families who are not part of the youth hockey program and just, they love to be able to help and be able to invite someone into their family and share similar values and is an upstanding person and helps the community in as many ways as they possibly can. And they become hockey fans themselves. And again, and for anybody who thinks that might be of interest, you know, it's a little bit like a foreign exchange student. There is some expenses that are paid by the player's family, some reimbursement for food and other supplies. Nobody's going to get rich being a host family, but it's a wonderful, rewarding experience. We had over the course of last season at least four players that stayed with us. One was far away from Moscow and a few from Minnesota and some other places. These players come from literally all over the world. But if someone wants to be a host family, the website for the team is nmicewolves.com.
nmicewolves.com.
You'd find a drop down for host families, some more information, things you can read, and there's a link to click on too if someone wants to get some more information. On that website, there's all kinds of information about the team as well, where these players come from, where they go, where they move on to, what the league is. There's a link to our online shop with the award-winning logo and jerseys and hats and all kinds of other things. And so we love when people put a sticker on the back of their car, wear a hat around town, and just show the colors some.
Well, and it's something not only to root for, but to get involved in. I want to give everybody the phone number. The phone number to Outpost Ice Arena, if you want to find out about the camps and things in addition to the website, outposticearena.com is the website. The phone number is 505-856-7595. And we're talking about the New Mexico Ice Wolves, which is just a fabulous. Last year was their inaugural season, and they did well. I went to a couple games, had a blast. I've become a hockey fan because I used to go, and you know, maybe you've been around long enough to know this. I know that your family's been involved in broadcasting and things in Albuquerque for a very long time. But years ago, we had the Albuquerque Six Guns.
I went to a game once when I was a kid. I was visiting town with my dad.
And it was the proverbial, I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out. The thing was mayhem. And I remember that as a very, you know, pretty young. I think I was probably 12. And it was very exciting. But what I like about hockey that you have is there's not fighting in things. What there is speed. You guys have a pace that's unexpected.
It's an amazingly fast game. These young men can fly. They can shoot the puck, you know, at upwards of 100 miles an hour. And they just make things happen together as one. And there are some hard hits. There's an occasional fight.
Because it's
hockey. And it's, but it's a speed that is so remarkable in this game.
We are visiting this afternoon with Stan Hubbard. He's the owner of Outpost Ice Arena. They are located at 9530 Tramway Boulevard in Albuquerque. New Mexicans usually reference restaurants in order to figure out where things are. So it is right next to the County Line Barbecue, which is a favorite place. Love to sit by the window and look over the
city. And even
in
the COVID world, the County Line is always smoking.
Is that right? There you go. Are they doing a lot of carry out and things?
They're doing a lot of carry out, and they have a big patio up there, and you sit out there and watch the sunset and have some really great barbecue up at the County Line.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the New Mexico Ice Wolves, but we're also going to talk about a really interesting group called the Albuquerque Blade Runner Sled Hockey Team. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Tired of being quarantined? Have the pandemic blues got you down? Having a food choice crisis? Let's talk about a solution. In queso emergency, head straight for Casa Taco, winner of Albuquerque the Magazine Best of the City 3 years running. Come try the signature brisket and green chili tacos, carne asada tacos, and the amazing puffy tacos, plus much more. Convenient online ordering at casa-taco.com. Two locations in Albuquerque and one in Elephant Butte. Casa Taco.
I'm Rob Snead, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. We'll give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part? We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part? You rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Hey, Boudicke, Car Spa here. Did you know that Car Spa has 4 locations, or that Car Spa is locally owned for 47 years? Did you know that Car Spa employs more than 100 people in Albuquerque, or that 2 Car Spa locations remain traditional full and exterior wash services, and 2 new stores are called Car Spa Flex? That means everything or all services at one location. No wash across the street from our wash across the street from our wash across the street. That can get expensive, right? Flex has fast lanes. Landing areas for both express and full service finish, express and complete detail landing areas, optional courtesy vacuum, and relaxing waiting areas. Some washes offer expensive convenience offset by free popcorn. Car Spa, value and experience exceed all expectations. Now, stay tuned for the pop quiz called Show Me. Experience the new Flex, East Central or Sevilla at Core. Google Rain Tunnel Car Spa for exact location.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Stan Hubbard in studio with us this afternoon. He is the owner of Outpost Ice Arena and the New Mexico Ice Wolves. You can pick up a pretty cool-looking hockey shirt or a lot of other kinds of pro shop-type items.
Cap or a sticker for the back of the car.
Yeah, stickers, yeah.
With our award-winning logo.
That's right. Well, and you said something earlier about the community participating in that a little bit.
Well, we wanted it when, you know, the youth team was always the New Mexico High School, so we wanted to build on that name, and we came to an agreement with them to use the name, but wanted a different logo. We wanted, you know, there's a lot of teams that are Wolves. Basketball, football.
Yeah, I know something about Lobos.
Lobos. And, you know, they're always gray. They're always snarling, usually from the side. The Lobos are looking straight at you. But we wanted a logo that was our own. That was our own wolf, our own ice wolf, and that represented the state. So when you look at our logo, and you can find it at nmicewolves.com and see it, it's the colors of the state of New Mexico, the red and yellow of Old Spain, which are the only colors in our state flag. You'll see the eyes are turquoise because that's our state stone. You'll see in the eyes there's a reflection of a Zia in each eye. You'll see in the chin, which is also turquoise, is the Sandia Mountain from the north.
Hmm.
Now, why from the north? Because the hockey world looks at us from the north.
From the north.
And over the mountain in that turquoise sky are stars and moon to represent our clear skies. Because we have almost always have clear skies. You'll see a reflection of the Zia on the snout of our ice wolf. And the nose is a hot air balloon, because that's what Albuquerque is probably best known for worldwide.
I am really going to pay attention to the
logo. There's so much in it, and it's so much fun to see. And there's an outfit called sportslogos.net. They track sports logos worldwide, professional, amateur, college, soccer, football, hockey, everything, baseball. And at the, when we turned to 2020, they released their list of the top logos that were released in the last decade. And ours was released in 2019, and we were on that short list for the 2019 logo.
That's awesome.
So it does great, and it's fun, and it really does reflect the state, and people can be proud of it, and we really like what it does. And the league, the North American Hockey League, fans from all over the league, because we didn't have playoffs this year, obviously the season was shut down, they did a uniform playoff among all, last year it was 26 teams in the league, this year they beat 27, but they did a playoff where fans from around the league would vote for their favorite uniforms. And at the end of the day, the New Mexico Ice Wolves were voted league-wide. The final playoff was against the Maine Nordiques. Ours was voted the best uniform in the league. In fact, it's highlighted in USA Hockey Magazine this month for that. So it's a fun logo and says a lot.
I love the fact that you're being recognized, Stan, somebody from Albuquerque, New Mexico, for leading the pack in a good category. We don't have many of those here.
We're leading a lot of things in New Mexico. And a guy named Jack Blatherwick, who was Herb Brooks. Herb Brooks, remember him from the 80 Miracle team. Jack Blatherwick was Herb Brooks' strength and speed coach for all the years that Herb was successful coaching at University of Minnesota, in the Olympics, and in the professional leagues. And he's an old friend from Minnesota, and the old 7-Eleven in an office building that was in the parking lot of the Outpost Ice Arena, Jack Blatherwick came down to help us and designed it as a speed gym, which is for hockey-specific training. And Jack Blatherwick was down last winter, came to a game, saw the facilities inside the rink, all the rinks, the training rinks, the speed gym, and he said, this is the best hockey training facility in the world. I said,
wow.
Jack, how can you say it? And Jack said, because I've seen every single one of them. So we are doing some things right. And when you look at Coach Phil Fox and guys that are helping him with the junior team and with the, also helping with the youth levels, Ben Danford, Kyle Fulmer, some others that come in from time to time, goalie coaches and shooting coaches that are some of the top, you know, Scott Bukesit's one of the top shooting coaches in the National Hockey League. He comes down several times a year, works with the guys. They really have some of the best facilities in the world to put to work. And when they're recruiting players to come to Albuquerque, it's not just the sunshine that gets them down here. It's really having an opportunity to become the best you can possibly be.
I don't want to get in trouble asking this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And that is, you know, our population, largely Hispanic, not a lot of tall athletes. However, the athletes in this state have become proven awesome baseball players, awesome soccer players. The only thing that we don't have is height for basketball. Now, we occasionally have athletes that are just tremendous athletes, obviously, and they can really shoot it, and that three-point line has made opportunities for our New Mexicans. But is the Native American community and the Hispanic community and the Black community, are they starting to get interested in hockey?
So all those communities are part of our youth program. There's a lot of families that come from any of those groups. Also, a lot of families that, like mine, moved here from Minnesota 11 years ago, or a family that moved from Chicago that are involved in the youth programs. They bring their hockey interests with them. But, no, we have an awful lot of that at the Outpost, at New Mexico Ice Hockey Foundation for the youth teams. On the New Mexico Ice Wolves last year, one of the young men that played, who will be back, I believe, this year, he was our tallest player. He's from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
His last name is Gomez.
There you go.
He connected well and really a wonderful player. But he's the tallest kid. I feel like he could reach 30 feet and grab a puck. Right?
But there's what I said earlier about speed is what I'm so impressed with. I think that's one of the things, you know, I'm kind of limited in my experience with basketball, but that's the difference between athletes today and 25 years ago or even 30 years ago is the speed of the game. Hockey's even more so in my mind. Would you agree with that?
I think it's definitely the fastest game there is. Look, you're on ice and you're on a piece of steel that's making you go fast on that. And that's why this training center we built for our team and we use for the youth players and everything else, we don't call it a gym. We don't call it a training center. We call it the New Mexico Ice Wolves Speed Gym because we're not trying to develop linebackers or bar bouncers. We're trying to develop fast, quick, speedy, strong hockey players.
That's amazing. Hey, I want to ask you about a different type of hockey player that have speed and tenacity and a lot of skills without using their legs, and that's the Albuquerque Blade Runner Sled Hockey Program. What a cool thing.
It's a really cool thing, and if you haven't seen it, you really have to, right? I think everybody's familiar with wheelchair basketball. Mm. Well, sled hockey is a Paralympic sport. It is a person that can't skate on two legs. Some are amputees. Some just have legs that don't work or don't work as well, but they get in a sled that's got blades under their center of gravity, and they've got sticks that have spikes on the end that push, and they tip them over to handle the puck, and it is fast, and it is good, and to watch these guys fly around the ice and play hockey is really remarkable. Now, this one's near and dear to me because I've got a 12-year-old son, turns 13 tomorrow, who plays sled hockey.
Nice.
He has some joint issues, and he plays sled hockey, and he loves it, and he's really good at it. And so the New Mexico Blade Runners, there's kids, there's adults, and they get together in non-COVID times a couple times a week, and they play. We try to get some teams down to play against them. Every now and then there's a road trip that they'll take, but it's really fun to watch. Last year we had a fun exhibition game where the Blade Runners took on the New Mexico Ice Wolves.
Oh, that'd be
so sled hockey. In sled hockey. And these New Mexico Ice Wolves are really tremendous athletes. I think the Blade Runners beat them about 9-3. It was fun to watch.
You mentioned wheelchair basketball. I've done wheelchair basketball against some wheelchair basketball athletes.
Yeah, not too
they
good,
stomped
are you?
Us. Oh, yeah, right. They stomped us. Yep. It was unmerciful.
Yeah.
Then the skills, you know, you're talking about guys that have to improvise and their shoulder strength and everything to propel themselves, and then their hand-eye coordination just seems to be accelerated.
Yeah, it's really, really, really a fast game, and they rifle those pucks and they fly, and there's the only thing you can't do is T-bone. No T-boning in sled hockey, but it's there's some big collisions and they really play hard and fast.
Well, we're looking forward to getting farther and farther along. Their Outpost Ice Arena is open.
It's open for limited activities that are allowed under the state's health guidelines at this point. You know, obviously the Center Ice Grill is not open.
Okay.
Public skates are not open at this point, but keep checking the website, and we'll keep everybody updated as best we can. We have big social media followings, Outpost Ice Arena and New Mexico Ice Wolves team, so follow those. And look, if anybody's interested in thinking about being a host family for a New Mexico Ice Wolves player coming from somewhere around the world this year, check out the links at nmicewolves.com.
Fantastic. Stan Hubbard, thanks so much for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thanks for having me.